friction, because immediately you had a generation gap. Jesus giving his viewpoint of why he stayed, the parents giving their viewpoint as to why they wanted the child with them. In the same way as when you go to the beach and a child is lost, you become upset and you do something about it. So we should not try to pretty up the Holy Family as if they had no problems, as if they were superhuman. They weren't. And only gradually, over the years, did Jesus even discover who he was. He was like any other young Jewish boy, and a gradual realization of his role only very, very slowly dawned upon him. It means then that in the 30 years that Jesus was with Mary and Joseph, there may not have been violent outbursts of temper, but there definitely were misunderstandings, confusion, and friction. And today we have evidence of it right here in Holy Scripture. It means that we can conclude that family tensions, family conflicts, are not necessarily sinful. More often than not, they are good, wholesome ways in which families are able to heal the conflict among themselves. They need to work out and find solutions, because if they are repressed, it becomes all that much worse. And today, so many authors who use both the field of social science as well as theology have discovered that in all families, there are cycles that families go through, particularly four phases of family life. And it applies to the relationship between parents and children even when the children grow up and become adults. The four phases are falling in love, settling down, bottoming out, and then beginning all over again. And the propensity to these cycle relationships apparently are built into all human personalities and relationships. It means that our romances, our love affairs, are inevitably going to become stormy, with ups and downs, high tides, ebb tides, moments of happiness, moments of near despair. Sometimes these cycles are short. Sometimes the cycles are quite long. There are the large cycles that go on for many years. Then there are the mini cycles built into the large cycles. And some of the cycles represent daily, others are weekly, others are monthly ups and downs in this husband-wife, a parent-child relationship. And so all of us who have families or are part of families should constantly be aware and not lose hope when you recognize that there are these moments that recur of falling in love in another dimension, of settling down to a flat routine, and sometimes hitting rock bottom of conflict and even hatred for each other. You simply become tired of each other. But then what happens? There's a time of refreshment, and you begin all over again. These are normal patterns of growth in every single family. There are no exceptions. And so the promise of the Holy Family now in the Christmas season is not that these cycles of up and down are going to be eliminated if we think we're going to imitate them, because they had them too. Rather, it is the promise that this wholesome, strong love that the Father has for us constantly is available to heal, so that families do not end up destroying each other, Rather, you always have the opportunity to begin again. You're able to forgive each other, to become reconciled, and to start all over again. And that is really one of the finest things now at the end of 1982. The old year grinds to a halt. It's an opportunity at Christmas time to reflect on the great love that God our Father has. God is Mother, God is Father. The love the Lord has for every family, to look in their hearts and to find out whether or not, once more, this is a good time to start all over again.
Please put on fast forward to the end of the tape. Thank you.